Listen as an instructor leads a discussion of some material from a biology course.
Hello, class. Today we're going to continue with our discussion of various types of poisoners. In our last meeting, we dealt with active poisoners. Today we're going to concentrate on passive poisoners. Then in our next class, well, we're going to find out if you really do understand the material. The first thing I'd like to do is review the difference between active poisoners and passive poisoners. Sue, can you describe these two different types of poisoners?
I think so. Okay, active poisoners deliver poison actively or aggressively in a process initiated by the poisoner. Some very common examples of active poisoners are bees that sting or venomous snakes or spiders. Passive poisoners, on the other hand, deliver their poison passively, only when the victim initiates the process.
Excellent. That's right, Sue. Now, today, we're going to discuss passive poisoners, which deliver their poison only after the victim initiates the process. There are two basic methods that cause passive poisoners to activate their poison. Can you describe these two methods, Will?
Sure. The two different methods that activate passive poisoners are contact and consumption. For one type of passive poisoner, the poison is activated when the victim makes contact with the poisoner. For the other types of passive poisoner, the poison's activated when the victim consumes or ingests the poisoner.
Ah, exactly. Now, let's think about whether passive poisoners are plants or animals. We've seen that active poisoners, because they actively initiate the poisoning, are plants. Wait a minute. Did I say plants? I meant animals. Of course, active poisoners must be animals because they actively initiate the poisoning. Plants can't do that. But what about passive poisoners? Are they plants or animals? Tara?
Well, both plants and animals can be passive poisoners. And there are examples of both plants and animals that poison passively through contact and through consumption.
Mm-hmm. Let's all think now about examples of these different types of plant and animal passive poisoners. First, can you give me some examples of passive poisoners that activate their poison on contact? Sue?
As Tara said, both plants and animals can be passive poisoners that activate their poison on contact. In the chart on page 136 of the text, we can see some examples of passive poisoners that deliver their poison on contact. Plants such as poison oak, poison ivy, and poison sumac. I myself am very well acquainted with poison oak because it's quite common in the woods near my home. And I've come back from a walk in the woods with a horrendous rash from poison oak more than once.
Oh, well, I can tell you've had experience with one plant that is a passive poisoner. Now, what about animals as passive poisoners?
Well, there are also animals that deliver poison passively through contact, such as the jellyfish. The jellyfish injects poison through tiny barbed darts when triggered by contact. Swimmers need to beware of making contact with jellyfish because contact with the jellyfish can cause it to sting.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, we've seen that both plants and animals can release poison on contact. Let's move on. What about consumption? Are there both plants and animals that are poisonous when ingested? Will?
Yes, there are both plants and animals that are poisonous when eaten. On the following page in the text, you can see examples of plants and animals that are poisonous when ingested. Certain types of mushrooms are extremely poisonous and can cause death if eaten. Also, certain types of fish are quite poisonous and can also kill when ingested. The pufferfish is one example. The pufferfish is a delicacy in certain cultures, but it must be prepared very carefully so that the poisonous parts are removed. If the pufferfish isn't prepared correctly, the poison can kill the diner.
Mm-hmm. So what have we learned about passive poisoners? Can you review the main points for us, Tara?
Well, okay. Here are the main points we've discussed today. First of all, passive poisoners are different from active poisoners in that passive poisoners only poison when they're triggered by the victim. Next, passive poison can be triggered in two different ways, either by contact or by consumption. And finally, both plants and animals can be passive poisoners.
Excellent. You all seem to have a good understanding of the topic for today. Just make sure the material's really clear next class, because I'm going to find out if you really understand it.